Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good Monday morning to you. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And in the studio with me this morning, Brian Prowitz, our ADX digital marketing expert. A consultant, but an expert.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. You got a big smile on your face. I think I know why.
Why?
Did you go somewhere this weekend that you haven't been to before?
That was Meg trying to lead me into what we talked about we were going to talk about. And then I forgot. No, I didn't.
Happens to me all the time. Join the club.
I wasn't sure if you were talking about something else.
No, you got a little sunshine on your face.
I was going to say, if I have a rosy face, it's because we hit the beach yesterday.
Yes.
And honestly, I mean, we're coming up on our 1 year anniversary of moving here. And it was the first time that we've really gone out there and just spent like hours on the beach getting sunburned, having a good time.
Wow. So you have to explain where you're from.
Yeah. Well,
where you moved from. Because it's like another world.
It is. We moved from Oregon about a year ago, and I was wearing an Oregon Ducks shirt when I did put on long sleeves. You know, I was trying to do the thing like that. Eventually, that shirt went off, but and not because I got rolled by a wave. I actually took it off on purpose. But from Oregon, and so we're used to icy cold water.
That's what you were saying.
Rocky beaches.
I never thought about the water being cold, but
it's brutally cold.
Really?
I mean, if you really want to go out there and swim, you can on a really hot day.
Really?
But I think that water's, I mean, I don't even know. It must be 60 degrees, maybe.
Wow.
I mean, it's like hypothermia, honestly, waiting to happen.
See, and I don't know that at all because everywhere I've ever gone, even in the Carolinas, it's usually in the summer in the 80s. The water will be in the 80s. And here, I think it's 88 or something crazy right now.
Yeah, so my family and I, with my kids who are here from Oregon, and the rest of our crew that moved here to follow the grandbaby, basically. We all were just like, this is incredible. This is the first time. Anyway, I bring the whole story up because I want to remind people what it's like if you've been here your whole life to be there either on vacation, how special it is.
If
you're not used to how special it is, this is your reminder from a newbie.
Mm-hmm.
Admittedly, by the way, normally this isn't the sort of thing you just lead with. Yeah, I'm brand new here.
We take it for granted, though, because we've been here a long time. So I don't get to the beach as often as I did it when I first moved here.
Yeah.
So
seeing it through fresh eyes is kind of my goal here for this part of this conversation. But that's what happened when we got to the beach. First of all, we got to talk about what happened on the way to the beach.
Okay.
Because
this should be interesting.
While I should have been in church, the kids said, hey, we want to go, Dad. Let's go to the beach. And so a friend of ours who is from here was our guide, essentially.
Okay.
And I rode with him in a Jeep. And the kids took our other vehicle, went down to Tiger Point, hung a right. Mm-hmm. Instead, we went down I-10 into Pensacola. My guy, TJ, and I.
Okay.
As soon as we turn on I-10, I mean, we were looking at the weather, okay? But as soon as we turned on I-10 and headed west, there's black cloud, man.
Oh.
Like Independence Day. Like huge, ominous black cloud.
Oh, gosh.
And we're looking at each other, and he goes, we're still going to go. Worst case scenario, we end up at adult beverage service station on the beach.
Adult beverage service station?
So as we're going,
Here
comes the rain, and I'm telling you, we were going down going down 110, guys in a Jeep, we're in a Jeep, there's some water, we're hydroplaning. Later he tells me he was freaking out because he was scared. And I wasn't because it's not my rig, I don't care, just get me there safe. We take an exit, we go down, and we kind of like plan with the other car on what's the plan. Are we canceling or not? And the answer was no, we're not. We're going to still go down there and have a good time.
Okay.
This will pass, and then it'll be a great day. That was the plan, which is true.
Pretty true, yes.
I haven't seen that much water ever in my life on the streets. Tarragona was flooded.
100%. Yep.
Water coming out of the drains.
Right.
Like between North Palafox and I-10, 110.
Well, that was a big part of the Palafox project, was improving that.
Now, I don't know how downtown South Palafox did. I don't know. We never got that. I'm saying we were far. I think we took Cervantes. I think that was where we took. I would have known if we did. It was further north.
Okay.
The point is, big thunderstorm, lots of water.
Okay.
We get to the beach. We had a great day.
Yeah.
My farmer's tan normally doesn't see the sun I saw yesterday.
You know Pensacola Beach has a protective dome, don't you? Did you know that?
No, I don't.
Yes.
No, I didn't. I don't know.
It could be raining. I worked out there for several years, and it could be raining in Pensacola. I can see it raining in Pensacola, and it's sunny at the beach. There's a protective little dome there. Well, I'm not making this up.
It was raining. We decided to go have brunch. We ate some breakfast. It was nice. And it rained at the beach for a while. And then we just decided we were going anyway. And we popped a couple tents and we did the thing. It was so great. I'm supposed to be talking about digital targeted marketing right now. I wanted to tell that story, though, because there are a couple of elements to this that play off into the the tools that we have at the ready in ADX digital marketing here at the radio stations. First of all, we have a weather trigger on a couple of products, on mobile conquesting and on our digital out-of-home product as well, which is videos and ads that can run on screens all over the place. In Santa Rosa and Escambia counties, we have 133 locations where we can put a video ad in front of people. You don't really behaviorally target that. That's just a geography thing. Like, here's my map, and I want the people in this area to see my ads on the screens, including like Uber and Lyft. You're talking about restaurants. Gas stations. Some of those big outdoor billboards also are in our network as well. But you can actually think about it. Like, so the thunderstorm we drove through.
Right.
You could, if you were a roofing company, for instance, or maybe even a tire shop, run ads based on, hey, it's storming right now. Now this ad runs. How's your roof? How are your tires? Did you feel, you know, like
very smart, very targeted.
Yeah, you can get really creative around that. Mm-hmm. When the temperature hits a certain high, when the temperature hits a certain low, when there's an advisory or a warning.
Sure.
Weather triggers can be part of your strategy in targeting people based on the elements that they are experiencing at the time.
That's incredible. I mean, that's really almost kind of scary. That's amazing.
Yeah. You know, we want you to be brave. You know, when we're talking about digital targeted marketing, that comes up sometimes. Be brave.
Okay. It's
just really smart. So, and the same thing with mobile conquesting. In other words, we can put ads on people's phones based on what's happening around them in the weather situation.
Right.
Okay. So that was point one for me, bringing up that whole entire story as we're supposed to be talking about digital marketing. Now, the other part is, we were down there on the beach, and clearly this week is the ultimate example of making sure you have a geo-fenced strategy for a digital campaign that you're running based on the fact that the beaches are going to be completely overrun this weekend with the blues.
Can you explain what geofencing is?
Geofencing is drawing a radius, a circle, a square. We can create a boundary digitally that we will use to advertise to people who go into that boundary that we create. And there are lots of ways that we can use that. We can use that around events. We can use that just when there's at any time. I mean, we could set up a geofence that just sits there for 6 months, and anybody that steps into that gets your ad. But I'm thinking specifically, I know everybody's brain right now is on the blues and Blues Week. I got that. But for us, just people going down to the beach on a weekend, if you could think about the different, you can't separate behaviors out of that geofence. It's simply the people walking through it and into it. So if you know there are a whole bunch of people at the beach that you want to come to your company, your business, or your attraction, or your event, you could just basically run ads to the people who go down to that particular area. I know we're up against a break, so we could talk about, I'll recalibrate my whole argument right here a little bit more focused, but we'll talk about geofencing at beaches. And how about events? We always talk about the Bay Center. Mm-hmm. I got all kinds of ideas.
All right. So we'll be back with Brian in just a minute on Pep Talk. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Our expert is Brian Prowitz, who has finally got himself out to Pensacola Beach. I'm so proud of you. He's here to talk to us about ADX digital marketing.
It took a little longer than expected, but I think the sunburn on my back will last long enough.
The color looks good on you.
Oh, thanks. Know? Thanks a lot. So we're talking about geofencing today on Pep Talk here. By the way, the way to get the conversation started with you and your business and me and somebody else from our spectacular sales staff is to reach out to Jeff Wayne. Give Jeff Wayne a call at 850-262-6000. 262-6000, and we could talk about digital targeted marketing for your business or your event or your attraction or your nonprofit. So we're talking about geofencing. Geofencing is drawing a circle around a particular location and advertising to the people inside that circle. We were talking about the beach. We're talking, obviously, about Red, White, and Blues Week. We're talking about where people go. You could draw this circle around this area and then send ads to the people that step inside that circle. This is like giving a business card to every single person inside that circle from your business. And to me, that's worth a lot, especially if you're talking about an audience of people you want to appeal to, or you want to know that you exist, branding and awareness, or giving them an offer. How about like a 10% off offer? I was thinking yesterday as we were leaving the beach, if I had a little ad that said, come hit my place and save 10% on your order.
Oh, yeah.
That would be great because you know where they are, and you know they would potentially be leaving to go back somewhere else. So if they're on the way. Yeah, and I was thinking hydration. I was thinking maybe I realized I didn't have all the equipment I needed. Maybe I needed that guy's tent was better than mine. Mm-hmm. I got to go get that. So that kind of thinking about what would you say to somebody who's just spent some time on the beach about your service, your product, that kind of a thing. So this is not behavioral. It's just where they people go. Well, we can geofence an event. Like we could draw a circle around an event for 3 days. Now, since we can't pick out people from the crowd, we can just address the crowd. So what does the event tell you about the people who are at the event? How about Pensacon? How about a rock concert at the Bay Center? What if it's a Christian concert at the Bay Center? What if it's the home show or a gun show or a craft fair? Each of those different events draw a different audience. You can draw a circle around that location for 3 days and just pick up the people that are at that event and advertise to them, for instance.
It's so fun. I mean, it's amazing you can do that, really. And they're a captive audience, so to speak.
Yeah, they are. And as people are waiting for their event or they are hanging out at the beach or they're doing their thing, you know what they're doing. They're looking at their dang phone.
Right.
And you love yelling at them about it.
Especially when they're sitting in traffic, which they will be this weekend.
Stop looking at your phone in traffic, people. Please. Public service announcement.
When you're just sitting there, you have not experienced the air show yet. When you're sitting there for a couple of hours, you know, you could.
Sure. Yeah, lots and lots. But not when you're in your dang car or the red light. That's my point.
No, you're right. Oof. Of course.
So these are all very important things to remember. But I want to just drive home the point that if you are circling an event and the people inside that event are the ones you would like to have come to your business, this is the perfect way to do it. And we have a lot of different platforms that we can use for this type of strategy. Display ads. Display ads are squares and rectangles that are displayed on phones and desktops and laptops and tablets for people when they're on websites or apps. And we can do like a scrolling banner ad. That's pretty cool. We can do a GIF or a GIF.
Right.
So that it's like three frames. It creates a little animation. It catches your eye, a display ad campaign. We also have a thing called native display. Native display changes the font and the orientation of an ad based on the website it appears on.
Oh, I see those all the time.
Yeah, it's a little more subliminal. Like you don't realize you're being advertised to. It feels a little bit more like it's built into the page that you're on.
It catches my eye because it's usually related and it's something I'm interested in reading. And about halfway through, I go, oh, this is an ad.
Right? Which is different than the weird clickbait at the bottom of a story.
No, this is different.
This is more like along the shoulder or in a window inside the ad that you're, or the story that you're reading.
Yep.
Or the content that you're taking in. We've also got social mirror. We talk about social mirror all the time. Social mirror is taking a social post on Facebook, Instagram. We can use X. You can do TikTok. You can do social YouTube. You can take a post from any of those profiles and make that an ad that runs on the websites and apps your target audience goes that is not on the platform. So if it's a Facebook post, we can turn that into an ad out there on websites and apps where your target audience goes based on their behavior. We have several ways you can run video, but we also have 15 and 30 second video ads essentially that run prior to the content that you will be watching. And these days with World Cup, man, I'm watching so many video clips and I'm consuming so many 15 and 30 second commercials just sitting there watching the ad before I get to see the video clip that I wanted. And what I really hate is when you click that and you see the ad and then it doesn't play the video you want, it plays another ad. And now I'm watching two ads to watch the one thing
right,
I want to see.
Right.
Anyway, we can run your message there as part of this and use this geofencing concept that we're talking about.
Happy Monday morning to you. This is Pep Talk talking about ADX Digital. Brian?
Yeah, down the stretch we come here with just a couple of minutes at the end of this one, but talking about geofencing as a strategy and the different platforms that we have at ADX Digital. We have 19 different ways to run digital for your company. Specifically, though, with geofencing as a strategy, there are a handful of platforms that we use for that. We talked about display and native display, social mirror and video. We also have online audio. Online audio, podcasting, people listening to music online, it continues to go up. It just is a dominant thing. We are very fortunate that we have such powerful radio stations here in the local element like this show that separates us from a lot of online audio, but also it's a tool that we know we can use for our businesses. You could actually think about this, draw a circle around an area, let's just say the beach, and then run your ad in the podcast that that person listens to later. Isn't that kind
of wild?
That's crazy. Yeah, I know it is. So online audio is another platform. And then connected TV. So many of us watch streaming television. If you watch most of your television on a streaming app that's connected to on a screen, your television screen. If you watch TV.
I know what you mean.
If you watch TV and your television is connected to Wi-Fi.
Right.
And you are paying for streaming services that you watch, we can get your ad on that screen, like a 30-second television ad. And we can target, again, between geofencing like we talked about. If somebody came to your website and left, we can follow them with the ad. And it shows up on their TV screen when they're watching streaming television.
That's amazing.
That's another one of the platforms we have. We have so many different things. And we don't want to overwhelm you. We want to help educate you about this and then choose the right way to address your target audience based on who they are, where they are, and what your product or service or event or attraction or nonprofit is all about. It takes a conversation. It's about a 30-minute sit-down. It's absolutely free. It starts with a call to Jeff Wayne at 850-262-6000. If you want to get started talking about digital targeted marketing, hey, we've got it for you. We've got the solution for you to move the needle. And not just here at summertime, but the holidays are not that far away. And
there
it's
you go.
Time to start talking about that now. Let's get strategic about how that's going to look for you. The second half of 2026 starts right now, and it starts with a call to Jeff, 850-262-6000. Other than that, that is everything I know about everything. I know nothing else.
Well, you know a lot about the beach now.
Now I know more about the beach.
There you go.
Bob,
all right.
Can I get some lotion for
this
suntan,
some aloe
please?
Vera, my friend.
Okay, thank you.
This is Pep Talk. Thank you so much, Brian Prowitz, keeping us up to date on everything that's great about ADX Digital Advertising.